Good morning. I welcome you to service this morning as we enter into June and these long summer days. As we go through this time, I like to keep reminding everybody that the Lord is with us. The Lord is our strength. And today's title is Resources for Rough Times. And some are going through rough times, more so than others. Some places are more difficult. I thank the Lord that, you know, where we are at isn't too bad compared to a lot of other places. But God has given us resources to deal with everything that comes across in our life, to deal with every situation, every trial, every struggle that every one of us will have. The key then would be to trust the Lord and rely upon His promises from His Word. I want to be in Isaiah this morning, chapter 41. I want to start with verse 10 and read down through verse 13. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." God has given us great and precious promises in His Word that we can claim and cling to in the struggles and the trials that we go through in our life, whatever those might be. And I want to encourage you today to trust the Lord, walk with the Lord, and call upon His resources that He has promised us through His Word. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we come together this morning, we thank You for Your love for us, the fact that You are with us as believers. The world is maybe in chaos, our area may be in chaos, but You are in control, and You are the great and mighty God, the Lord. And You have promised that You would be with us. And today in this message, we'll see how You have proclaimed that. And Lord, I pray that we as people would call upon You, call upon Your resources, call upon what You have provided for us through Jesus Christ, through the Word of God, through the submission to the Holy Spirit. All of the things that we need to accomplish what You would have us to do during this season, You have equipped us to do. And Lord, I pray that we as believers would trust You and walk with You and stand with You during this time and stand for You during this time. May You guide each one of us, draw each one of us closer to You. We praise You in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, it has been said that fear is an enemy that stalks all of us. It's amazing what fear can do. This enemy appeared immediately after the fall of man. In the garden, or as God was calling out to Adam, and Adam was hiding from God, when Adam did respond, his response was, "I was afraid." Here we find fear that has come upon mankind. Before, Adam did not fear. We see the effects then of sin causing that. And because of that, listening to the enemy, responding, and submitting to him, then we find fear jumps out all around us. We're reminded that God in the Word says, He has not given us the spirit of fear. So we know that it does not come from God. God gives us strength to deal with fears. And there are some maybe who are fearful. And there are fears that come upon us at times. It attacks subjects with stealth. There are times when we'll find ourselves being afraid and not even knowing why, or thinking, why am I afraid? The Lord's with me. And that's what I want us to remember when those trials come upon us, when that fear presses in around us and we think, why am I fearful? The Lord is with me. Why am I thinking this way? And we submit ourselves and trust in the Lord, realizing He is there with us. We see that here in Isaiah. As God was speaking to Isaiah, telling him, you know, I will be with you. I'm here. I'm beside you. I'm for you. You know, God gave Isaiah these great promises for overcoming fear. Many of God's people through the ages have been taken through strong, difficult trials in their lives. But one thing that I have found is that God is always there, and God always will help when we cry out. God is always available if we're in His will, doing what He wants us to do. And we have to realize that these resources are available to us today as we go through rough or challenging times in our own lives. So I want us to look at three resources today, and the first being the resource of God's presence. The resource of God's presence, having God's presence with us. In our text, he says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." You know, we as believers are blessed so much just knowing that the Lord is with us. And this is not something that was just spoken to Isaiah. We have to realize a true believer, a person who's truly trusted Christ as Savior, is not alone. In Hebrews 13:5, he says, He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He has promised to us that He would be with us. Over in John chapter 14, I want to read to you a few verses here, starting in verse 16. And Jesus said, And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. God has given to us a great promise. These words of Jesus spoken, that He would be with us. We would be with Him, and we would be together in the Father. It's not something that was just spoken to the disciples or the early church, but to all who would trust Him, to all who would receive Jesus Christ as Savior. So we can stand on this promise in rough times, that God has said, I am with thee. Sometimes we feel like we're alone. Sometimes we feel like there is no one else that thinks the way we think, or is led the way that we believe God is leading us to go. And we have to realize that God is always with us, even when others may be going different directions. We see the prophets the same way. God leading them to do specific things, even though the people maybe would not. Rough times, difficult times, struggles, trials, temptations, things that are put upon us. And I've mentioned this many times to many different people. This is our time. This is our season. This is the time for us as believers to represent our Lord and to represent Him well. We can do that by realizing that He is with us. He goes on to say, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." It's good to know who God is. And God wants us to know who He is. And He wants us to know Him. He wants us to have that strong and committed relationship with Him. So that when rough times, when troubles come, we realize that we're not alone. You know, storms may threaten us, but God is in control. We're reminded of that in Mark 4:40. When the disciples are fearful and afraid of the storm and the boat and the things that are going on, what's going to happen to them. And Jesus said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" The faith that they needed was to trust Jesus. The faith that we need today is the same thing, to trust Jesus. We may not be in a boat, but we may be in a storm. The key is to trust Jesus. He was there. He is there with us. His resources are greater than our problems. Let me repeat that. His resources are greater than our problems. Sometimes we let our problems overwhelm us, thinking, "Well, it's so big, what am I going to do? How can I deal with the situation?" Call upon the resources of God. And the first resource that we have here is the resource of His presence, recognizing His presence with us. You know, acting on these promises that God has given to us pushes and drives and presses the fears away. When we acknowledge God as God, the fears are not so big and threatening as they have been. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We need to call upon that. When we become afraid, we need to remind ourselves of this verse. It does not come from God. God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Trust Him. Walk with Him. Call upon Him. You know, fear is defeated then when we believe, when we trust the Lord. We are able, capable, when we turn to the Lord and call upon His resources. So we can ask ourselves these questions. Do I believe God is with me? Do I believe God is with me? Well, I believe that God is with me through every struggle, through every trial, through everything that's going on. Do I believe Jesus is in me and I in Him, as the verse that I read earlier? Do I believe that Jesus is in me? The Bible teaches that He would send the Comforter and He would be with us. Is He in me? Is He with me? Am I in Him? Do I believe the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is abiding with me forever? At all times, in every situation, forever. For all eternity, He's with me. As He said, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." So we have to look at, how do I believe? How do you believe? Remember the resources of God's presence. As you go through difficult times, as you go through rough times, realize that the presence of God is one of the greatest strengths, the greatest resources that we have. And not only then, not only through the difficult times, but through every situation. If we learn to live acknowledging the presence of God in everything that we do, every decision we make, every step for us will be easier because we're trusting and walking with the Lord. The second resource is the resource of God's strength. He says in our text, "I will strengthen thee." The Lord will give strength And he has the strength that passes everything man can understand. How mighty is God? How much strength does God have? It is this one, this almighty, all-powerful God that says, I will strengthen thee. Have you ever realized that God has promised us to give us of his strength? If we try to stand in our own strength, we will fall. If we try to fight the enemy in our strength, we will fail. But when we stand with the strength of God upon us and God's strength flowing through us, we can do all things through Christ, which what? Gives me that strength, which strengthens me. I can do all things with the strength of the Lord. So we need to realize that it is a resource of God. Psalm 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is my strength. All through Psalms you'll see that being brought out. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my buckler, my mighty tower, strong tower. We see the Lord is our protector, but he is also the one who stands us upright, who gives us the ability to make a stand, who gives us the ability to represent him. And that's exactly what was going on for Isaiah, and that's exactly what goes on for us. As we trust the Lord, he gives us the ability to stand and be strengthened with his strength. And the Lord invites us to trade our weaknesses for his strength. I don't know about you, but there's some weaknesses in my life. And when I realize that I can't do that, I don't have the strength to do that, I'm not capable of doing that, I have to realize that that's okay. God has used people who were not strong enough all through the ages from the beginning. But what we must realize is that it is his strength that we need. And we can trade our weakness for his strength. As he has promised here in this text, I will give these things to you. I will equip you. I will do these things. 1 Peter 5, 7 reminds us, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Give it to him, because he's watching out for what's going on in your life. This transaction empowers us then in any crisis, in every crisis. Casting them upon the Lord. And again, Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Well, I've heard people say, well, that's just not possible. But you know what? With God, the Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. God can do anything. And he can equip us to do anything he wants. Do we trust him? Do we believe? Do we call upon God's strength? Or do we try to fight these battles? Do we try to run the business? Do we try to lead our family all in our own powers and our own strength? We need to trust the Lord. We need to call upon his strength and use his strength. Jesus teaches us about the Lord's strength in the garden as he is headed to the cross. In Mark 14:36, Jesus says, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Jesus teaches us here to trust the Father, trust the strength of God. And no matter what's ahead of us, even though it looks like I can't handle this, if God wants me to endure, if he wants you to endure, if he wants you to go through this, he will give us the strength to do that. It's his strength that we need to call upon. We need to realize it is always right to trust God, no matter the circumstances. It is always right to trust God, no matter what the circumstances might be. This carries us on beyond troubles and trials and situations. It's in everything. Trusting the Lord, because the Lord is always right. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 reminds us of that. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And what happens? The Bible says, and he shall direct thy path. So trust him. The key is to trust him, to rely upon him. We need to remember the resource then of God's strength. The strength of the Lord. Remember his presence. Remember his strength. And the third resource is the resource of God's promises. God has given to us great promises. In verse 13 of our text, the Lord says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." I love this picture that is given here of our Heavenly Father taking the right hand of a man and leading him. "I will hold thy right hand, saying, Do not be afraid, I will help thee." What a picture of a parent taking a hold of their child and helping them through a fearful situation. "We will go through this together. I will be here with you. Do not fear." Why? Because he says, "I will help." The Lord is there to help us. You know, I want to encourage you to look at all the I ams and the I wills in our text, verses 10 down through 13 of Isaiah 41. Look at that, and look at how many times the Lord says, "I am with thee, I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee, I will hold thy right hand, I will help thee." All of these are things that God is telling us about himself, what he is going to do. These are promises that God has given to us. Promises from God. And we know that God always keeps his promises. God always keeps his promises. We can consider the promises that God has made in the past. We can look back to Adam and the promises that God made to Adam. And God fulfilled those promises. We can look at Abraham, and we can see the promises that God has made to Abraham. And God has fulfilled many of those promises and is fulfilling and will fulfill those promises that he has made to Abraham. The same thing is true with Moses, with Joshua, with David, with Peter, with Paul, with so many others. The promises that God has made to us as individuals are promises that we can trust and rely upon and know that we can be strengthened in, and we can rely on God as our unfailing resource. But he's also made promises to the nation of Israel. Some of those promises have come to pass. Some of them are in the works, and some of them are yet to be. The same thing is true with the church. Promises of the church and promises of what the church would be and do, and what would happen in the present, and what's going to happen in the future. We can rely on those promises yet to come because of the faithfulness, the power, the strength of Almighty God, a God who is full of truth. When we consider the promises of God, consider the flood. God told Noah, "It's going to rain. Build an ark." prepared him, equipped him, strengthened him to do what he needed to do for that day of trouble that was yet to come. By faith, Noah built the ark. By faith, Noah went into the ark, a picture of entering into Christ, the security, the salvation of God. We have the promise of the rainbow, that God would never destroy the earth and every living thing with water again. Every time we see the rainbow, we see a promise given to us of God. And we see the resurrection of Christ as a promise of God, the firstborn from the dead. The power of Jesus Christ given to him to rise from the dead is the same promise that will raise us. It's the power of Christ, the power of the resurrection, the promise of God. So God has revealed himself as truth, both in word and in action. He has revealed himself as the truth in what he says and in what he does. So therefore, God cannot lie. In fact, the Bible tells us in Titus 1:2, God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie because God is truth. So we can trust him. We can rely upon him. We can call upon him in every situation. So we realize then that God's promises are precious. This passage in 2 Peter is one of my favorite passages because it talks to us and it intimately describes a relationship with the Lord. It says in 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. As believers, we are given exceeding great and precious promises. Promises that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature for this purpose, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This speaks of our relationship and how we live in the world based upon the promises that God has given to us. And we have been given exceeding great and precious promises from God. Do you acknowledge them as exceeding great and precious? These promises that God has made. These promises are one of the resources that we can call upon when we go through rough and difficult times. I want to encourage you to remember the resource then of God's promise. So regardless of where you are, what situation you're in, God's resources then are available to you. God is available to reach into your life, to help you. As a believer, the Bible says that he is with you. As one who is not a believer, you have that ability to call upon him to come into your life, to trust him as your Savior, to rely upon him, to have him remove your sins from you, to give to you the promise of eternal life and the promises of God's word. Believers, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you to call upon the resources of God. Be in his word. Call upon those resources. Recognize those resources in day-to-day activity. When we call upon him and we let God's resources guide us, strengthen us, direct us, we will find that it gets easier to trust the Lord, to walk with the Lord, to rely upon the things of the Lord. Again, recognize God's presence. It's a resource for you. God's presence is all around us. Where shall I go from the Lord? We need to have the resource of God's strength. Almighty God chose to strengthen us with His strength. We would be such fools to turn away from the power and the strength of God. And the strength of God's promises, the resource that He has provided for us through His promises, calling upon them. God has said, we know that He will provide for us. If you're going through a rough time, if you're going through struggles in your life, if everything seems to be going just fine, and you think, well, I don't know what everybody's so stirred up about. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what direction your life is going at this moment, I want you to know that you can trust the Lord. You can walk with the Lord. You can call upon the Lord. I want to encourage you to do so this morning. Let's pray. Father, we come before You and we thank You once again for this time that we can gather in Your name. Lord, I pray that these words that go out this morning would reach the ears of those that need to hear it, and that You would work in their lives and help them and strengthen them and guide them. Help each one, Lord, this morning. I pray, Lord, that You would be at this church body, that You would guide and protect and direct each one, that You would be with our community and that You would reach out into this community, that You would give wisdom and direction and guidance to the leaders for our nation and for our world, Lord. And we know that all of these things, as we look further out, are not hindering to who You are and what You're doing. May we represent You here in this little spot in the world, this little place in the universe. May we call upon the name of the Lord God Almighty, on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And may we submit ourselves and trust You and call upon Your resources. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.